This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
دع الأيام تفعل ما تشاء وطب نفسا إذا حكم القضاء ولا تجزع لحادثة الليالي فما لحوادث الدنيا بقاء.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على
Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek His help. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our souls and the consequences of our actions. Whomever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomever He misguides, none can guide him back to the straight path. I bear witness and I testify that there is no deity worthy of worship other than Allah. And I bear witness and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final prophet and the most perfect worshipper of Allah. As to what follows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran to be conscious of Him when He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Last week, a sister came to me, or called me up, and explained a situation of hers. And her story is very tragic. I'm not going to go into the details, but she suffered one calamity after another, from being a refugee to personal marital problems to financial problems, and then an issue with her child. And she was almost to the point of breaking down completely and saying, "For how long? For how long is this going to happen? I feel helpless and hopeless." And in the course of that conversation, I reminded her of some verses of the Quran, and I'm going to use that to summarize this khutbah for today. And we can call this khutbah the psychology of the Quranic verses related to patience. How does the Quran appeal to us? What is the methodology of the Quran to remind us of being patient? We've heard a lot of khutbahs and durus about sabr. And of course, these are important, and I encourage you to listen and re-listen to them. But there is a layer underneath that. What is the psychology of sabr? How does the Quran appeal to us to be patient? And what motivation does it use to remind us of the importance of patience? There are so many verses, but of course, time is limited, so we'll only mention a few of them. And remember, this khutbah is not about the blessings of patience. That is another khutbah. This is about the psychology of patience. Allah says in the Quran, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, give good tidings to those who are patient. Bashara means to cause to cheer up. And that is why a smile comes from the same root in the Arabic language. This is really profound, because the one who is patient, we come and we console that person. We never say cheer up. We never say good news. We feel that the one who is afflicted, we need to make them feel sympathetic. And that's fine, nothing wrong with that. The Quran flips it around. Wabashir, tell them they're fortunate. Tell them they're lucky. Wabashir as-sabirin. And the psychology here is very straightforward. And that is that from our perspective, those that are being afflicted and are patient, Allah has blessed them. Allah has chosen them. They are the elite amongst us. They are the chosen. As our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when Allah loves somebody, He afflicts them with some calamity, some disaster. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ إِذَا أَحَبَّ قَوْمَ يَبْتَلَاهُمْ. The more someone is beloved to Allah, the more they are tested. In the other hadith, the ones who are tested the most are the prophets, and then those closest to them, and then those closest to them. وَبَشِّرْ, change the psychology around. When you're struggling, when you're undergoing misfortunes, when calamities seem to surround you, rather than feel despondent, depressed, flip it around. Allah has chosen you. Be given glad tidings, wabashir. And the choice or the choosing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to raise your ranks up. The Quran also tells us, wasta'inu bisabri wassalah. Seek help. Isti'ana, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Seek help through prayer and through patience. Patience is being recommended to us as a tool. Istainu. Patience is a tool to cope. It is a mechanism that we use to cope with the problems around us. So Allah is telling us that patience is going to be our way out. That long tunnel with the light at the end of it, the only thing that's going to get us through that tunnel is patience. Ista'inu bisabri wassalah. So sabr is an aid. Sabr is a tool. Do not look at patience as a chore. Don't look at it as something that is negative. Rather, look at it as your lifeline. Look at it as literally something that's going to pull you out. Isti'ana wasta'inu bisabri wassalah. Notice as well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, of the few categories that Allah says, Wallahu yuhibbu, Allah loves. There's only like 11 or 12 verses that Allah says, Wallahu yuhib. And of the people that Allah loves, Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin. Allah loves those who are patient. And once again, those that are troubled, those that are afflicted, they feel the world has abandoned them. They feel they're all alone. They feel nobody loves them. Why is this happening? And Allah tells us the psychology of sabr. Allah tells us in the Quran, I love you. Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin. Of the few categories that Allah explicitly links His love with are those that are afflicted with calamities, those that are struggling, those that are in difficult times and situations, and they're constantly being forced to renegotiate. Allah says, I love you. Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin. And that's why they are being tested. Once again, the psychology of sabr. Because the one who is struggling feels abandoned. The one who is struggling feels no one loves me. And that's why Allah says, I love you. Wallahu yuhibbu sabirin. The same psychology is applied in another verse in the Quran. Instead of saying mahabba, Allah says ma'a. Wallahu ma'a sabirin. Inna Allah ma'a sabirin. Again, only a dozen or so. Allah is with. Allah is with. Inna Allah ma'a sabirin. Allah is with those who are patient. Because once again, the psychology of patience. Once again, when you're struggling, when you have difficulties, when you're in pain, you always feel alone. It's human nature. You feel alone, abandoned, neglected. So the Quran comes and Allah says explicitly, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Allah is with you. You're not alone. Allah Azza wa Jalla loves you. Allah will take care of you. Once again, we have here the beautiful psychology of counseling the patients in the Quran. In yet another verse in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a very interesting series of situations when we show patience. Allah praises those who are patient by saying, وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ. Three things are mentioned. Allah says the righteous are those who show patience in ba'sa and darra and hin al-ba'as. These are three different nouns. What do they imply? And by the way, linguistically, all three of them overlap. Linguistically, all three of them have similar meanings. Painful, suffering. Those who are patient at times of distress. Yet each one takes on a very specific connotation. Al-ba'sa means financial tightness. You don't have enough money. Okay, finances are overburdening you. You don't have a job. You're in debt. You owe people. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَ. ضَرَّا is when you are in marad. Your body is in pain. You're sick or your loved one is sick. This is ضَرَّا. And حِينَ الْبَأْسِ is during times of civil war. During times of actual battle. You know when civil war is going on, look at what is happening around the world in Myanmar, in Syria, in China. May Allah make their situation easier for them in Kashmir, in Palestine. We can go on and on. That's Hin al-Ba's. And Allah mentions these three in order of difficulty. Because out of them, financial difficulty is the least worrisome. And then bodily is definitely much more difficult than financial. And then civil war, bombs dropping, people attacking. That is no doubt the worst of them. And Allah mentions all three. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ. Now notice again, these are the three situations. And subhanAllah, it just so happened that the sister who called me, she had all three of them. And I said, Allah mentioned you in the Quran explicitly in your situation. This is all your situation. And this verse cheered her up immensely. It is as if she hadn't read it before. And it was like the first time. Because it's literally financial situation, bodily situation, and also civil war and refugee. Literally, it's all there. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ. It's all there. Allah Azza wa Jalla has told you. I know what you're undergoing. I know. And I am going to praise you and reward you and take care of you as you go through your financial problems and as you battle your sicknesses and illnesses and as even the political situation deteriorates. Don't worry. I will give you that patience and I will take care of you. And this again shows us the psychology of the Quran. Of the psychology of the Quran as well when it comes to patience is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that leadership, nobility is only arrived at via the mechanism of patience. the chosen few, the leaders of mankind. You do not become a leader, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without a struggle. And the struggle must entail patience. And this is explicit throughout the Quran. For example, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. We made them imams. When Allah says we made them imams, it doesn't mean the imam of the salah. It means religious leaders. It means people that are admired and respected. Allah says we made them imams that others follow their guidance from. When did that happen? How did they become imams? لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. When they displayed patience. The only way that Allah will choose you and raise you up to become an imam for mankind is when you display patience. So once again, the psychology, you are not abandoned. You have been chosen to be on the elite side. You have been selected by Allah to be raised up to be an imam for the rest of mankind. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. Also Allah says in the Quran, talking about the most elite of all the prophets, وَصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. We're talking about prophets and messengers in our weekly lectures. And we talked about messengers are higher than prophets. And then there is a category of messengers that is the highest, and that is Ulul Azm. And Allah mentions five of them in the Quran. There are five Ulul Azm. What has made them people of fortitude? وَصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. The number one characteristic that made these five the best of all of mankind is because they displayed patience. Once again, the psychology of the Quran. When you're undergoing struggles, when you have to display patience, realize you have plenty of role models before you. The best of the best had to display patience. And when you follow those role models, guess what? You will in turn become a role model. You yourself will become a role model for others around you. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً. Allah's gonna make you an imam if you are patient for His sake. And that is why patience is one of the fundamental realities of faith. Our Prophet ﷺ called patience the head of iman. He called it the crux of iman. You cannot have iman without demonstrating patience. And of course, patience is one of the best blessings that comes directly from Allah. And of the psychology of sabr is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that sabr is a gift that He gives. So the very fact that you are displaying patience, even if you're struggling, Allah didn't say patience is going to be easy. He never said that. Patience is difficult. Patience means you control yourself. Patience means you don't act immature. Patience means you control your tongue. Patience is difficult. Nobody said it's going to be easy. But the very fact that you are displaying it, even if you're struggling, indicates, and this is the final point that we'll mention, indicates that Allah is conferring His blessings directly on you. وَصْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Be patient and remember, your sabr will only come from Allah. The very fact, I said to this sister, the very fact that yes, you're struggling, but you're displaying patience, it indicates Allah has opened the doors directly on you. وَصْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Allah is showering you with sabr. Realize the very fact that this is happening right now and you're still keeping it, even if it, you feel you're going to go, but you're still there, you're still maintaining your iman, your rida, your taqwa, you're still doing your salawat and accepting Allah's qadr even as you struggle. Realize this means the doors are open and Allah's sabr is coming directly onto you, because the Prophet is told in the singular, wasbir wa ma sabruka illa billah. Be patient, Ya Rasulullah, and realize all of your sabr will only come from Allah. Allah is the one who gives sabr to us. So the very fact that you are patient indicates Allah's doors have been opened up and sabr is pouring down on you. The one who put you in that situation has done it for a wisdom known to Him. And He shall give you the sabr. And when He gives you that sabr, He shall raise your ranks up, because He loves you as you are being patient. And He is with you, Allahu ma'as-sabirin. And He wants to raise your ranks higher and higher. And He wants wants to make you a leader and a role model. Do not look at patience as the end. Patience is a mechanism to cope through the struggle of this world. And via demonstrating patience, Allah raises our ranks in this world and most importantly in the next. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with and through the Quran. And may He make us of those who its verses they understand and applies halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness. You as well ask Him, for He is the Ghafoor and the Rahman. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, the One and the Unique. It is He that we worship, and it is His blessings that we seek. He is the Lord of the oppressed, and He answers the dua of the weak. The question arises, how does one attain patience? And again, much can be said. I'll only mention two because of time. First and foremost, of the most miraculous things about patience, of the most miraculous things about patience, and I've said this even on this minbar before, one of the few things that we are told, simply wanting patience will get it for you. Simply desiring it will open up the doors. If only money were so easy, if I want money, I'll get it. Doesn't work that way for money. For money, you have to strive. But for patience, you just have to desire. That's all. You just have to want patience, and you will get patience. How do we know this? Hadith in Sahih Muslim. وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهُ. Whoever desires patience, Allah will grant him patience. It's that simple. That's all that you need to do. I mean, what a miracle, what a blessing. All that is required, you want and you desire. That's it. Your heart has to want to be patient. وَمَنْ يَتَصَبَّرْ يُصَبِّرْهُ اللَّهُ. That's all that is required to be patient. And of course, other things can be done as well. And the second thing that we'll mention is of the ways that we perfect our patience, of the ways that we make sure we are patient, is through the fast of Ramadan. And of course, this khutbah is linked directly to Ramadan, which is going to be coming in a few weeks. And the whole topic of Ramadan and the topic of patience are interlinked together. How and why? Because Ramadan and fasting, it's like our gym, so that we practice patience. We go day and night and we withhold, we abstain from that which we need to survive. It's a daily routine and ritual to perfect our sabr. Perfecting Ramadan and perfecting fasting is one of the main tools that we will need to perfect the concept of patience. One of the wisdoms of Ramadan is to make us all more patient. And that is why our Prophet ﷺ said, hadith is in Tirmidhi, that fasting is half of sabr. Half of sabr, you will master it by fasting. And he said in the hadith in Nisa'i that Ramadan is shahru sabr, the month of sabr. The month of Ramadan is the month of sabr. And fasting is half of sabr. So simply by perfecting Ramadan and making sure we fast properly and fulfilling the requirements of Allah in this month, we have, alhamdulillah, mastered half of the art of patience. And the other half will come via other ways. So Ramadan is coming up upon us. And we know that patience is a necessary tool to live for the rest of our lives. So now as we prepare for this month, and as we get ready to prepare psychologically and spiritually and mentally, of the things that we should prepare is that we welcome Ramadan as our exercise mechanism to perfect this tool of patience. Along with so many other things, the Quran and sadaqah and dhikr and tilawa and fasting and spending the night in salah, all of this is also going to be there. But this Ramadan in particular, look to this month as a month to perfect patience, so that insha'Allah ta'ala we have this tool, wasta'inu bisabri wassalah, for the rest of our lives we can utilize it to overcome trials and calamities and tribulations. Because in the end of the day, dear brothers and sisters, this is a world of trials and calamities. There is no eternal peace in this world. There is no ultimate happiness in this world. That is in the next life. This world will be one problem today, another problem tomorrow. We will continuously need sabr to overcome every single problem. And it is through our sabr and through overcoming those problems that we attain ultimate blessings in the next and raise our ranks in Jannah. That is the goal, dear brothers and sisters. And in order to get that goal, we need to master the art of patience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are patient. Allahumma inni da'in fa'aminu. Allahumma la tad'a fi hadhi yawmi dhamman illa ghafarta. Wa la hamman illa farajta. Wa la daynan illa qadayta. Wa la maridan illa shafayta. Wa la asiran illa yassarta. Allahumma aghfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaqoon بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم من أرادنا أو أراد الإسلام والمسلمين بسوء فاشغله بنفسه واجعل تدميره في تدبيره يا قوي يا عزيز عباد الله إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه فقال عز من قائل عليما إن الله وملائكة يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه عليه وسلم تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين عباد الله إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروا يزد لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر وأقم الصلاة
يا من أجبت دعاء نوح فانتصر وحملته في فلكك المشحون يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كون